You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into our folk show at 2 and the jazz show at 10. All right, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into our folk show at 2 and the jazz show at 10.
Child, I used to love to watch the rain. I'd stand under the downspout, let the water cool my brain. I never thought to worry if the river rose too high, that all the seeds we planted would get washed out with the tide. But now I am a man, and I need a place to hide. But there's no wind and rain. I never thought to worry, had no reason to complain. I thought that I was standing on a rock so firm and strong, but it was easy then to see just what was right and what was wrong. But now I am a man, I won't be hanging around too long. Child, I used to love to watch the rain. I'd stand under the downspout, let the water cool my brain. I never thought to worry if the river rose too high, and all the dreams we planted would get washed out with the tide. But there's nowhere to run, and there's no place to hide, where the water starts to slide, where the water runs free, and the mud starts to slide.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Ukraine's ousted president, Viktor Yanukovych, is now a wanted man. Ukraine's acting government has issued a warrant for his arrest in the killings of anti-government protesters. The BBC's Duncan Crawford reports from Kiev.
The interim interior minister on his Facebook page says, I inform you, as of this morning, a criminal case has begun for the mass murder of peaceful citizens. Yanukovych and a number of other individuals, this statement says, has been put on a wanted list. Of course, if you look back at the last week's events, at least 88 people died in the violence around Independence Square in Kiev. Many of them were shot by the security services. No one, it seems, at the moment officially knows where Viktor Yanukovych is, and the new authorities here have now made him Ukraine's most wanted man.
The BBC's Duncan Crawford. All of Egypt's senior cabinet ministers have resigned. The country's prime minister announced the surprise move earlier today. One of those who's quit is defense minister and head of the army, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. He's widely expected to run for president. The cabinet was appointed by the country's president, who was put in his job by the Egyptian army. The army toppled President Mohamed Morsi last July. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case challenging the EPA's greenhouse gas regulations for the biggest industry polluters. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports energy companies are among those accusing the agency of misinterpreting the law.
For 3 years, the EPA has been making companies get permits to build or modify refineries, power plants, or other big polluting facilities. Some industries are challenging the permits, saying the EPA misused the law in order to control greenhouse gases. Industry lawyer Jeffrey Homestead.
The legal argument is that carbon is just completely different from the types of pollutants that Congress intended to cover in this program.
Supporters and challengers of the EPA permitting program agree the case is narrow. It likely will not affect President Obama's broader efforts to fight global warming. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
The National Weather Service says the West Coast is going to get some badly needed rain this week. Forecaster Bruce Terry says the bulk will fall on California.
Beginning Wednesday and going into Thursday, there looks like to be one precipitation event going through with maybe several inches in some areas, especially the coastal ranges and the higher elevations of the Sierra.
A second storm is expected to arrive by Friday. Forecasters say this week's rainfall will be significant, but not enough to end the western drought. Uganda's president has signed a draconian new law criminalizing homosexuality. Consenting gay and lesbian adults can be jailed for life. The new law is popular in Uganda. It has drawn fierce criticism from some world governments and human rights groups. You're listening to NPR. The latest housing numbers this week might show a slowdown in home sales. NPR's Zoe Chase with our Planet Money team has a preview of what to watch for.
We'll most likely see a slowdown this week in housing sales. That's not necessarily bad news about the economy. Distressed home sales, that's homes in foreclosure, are slowing down because there are less foreclosures on the market. Home prices are on the rise, which means sellers may be biding their time and buyers are becoming more serious. But recent trends may not tell the whole story. Home sales have been weak the past few months, partially due to weather conditions. That may be changing in the coming months as the snow lets up. Mortgage rates are rising, true, but they're still at historic lows, so new buyers coming into the market can still get a relative deal. And while we're seeing a slowdown of late, year over year, the trend is good. Figures for 2013 reported an almost 20% increase in new home sales from a year earlier. So while prices are rising, sales growth should continue, albeit at a slower rate. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
A Republican lawmaker is calling on Mexico to extradite drug cartel leader Joaquin Guzman. He heads the Sinaloa drug cartel and was captured over the weekend in Mexico. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul chairs the House Homeland Security Committee. He says sending Guzman to the United States will make sure he stays behind bars and does not escape. Thailand's prime minister continues to insist she won't resign following deadly attacks this weekend on anti-government protesters. Separate attacks killed three children and a woman who were attending demonstrations against Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Yingluck's been the target of anti-government protesters.
I'm a caterpillar. I'm a caterpillar. Crawling. Fly. fly. I'm a butterfly. Flying for your love. Flying for your love. Flying for your love. For your love. Well, I'll be anything that you want me to be. I'm a pterodactyl. I'm a pterodactyl. Dying for your love. Dying for your love. Dying for your love. For your love. I'm an abominable snowman. I'm an abominable snowman. Caterpillar. I'm a caterpillar.
Thanks for tuning in. This is SKR, South Kootenai Radio. Don't forget to check out the Country Hour, weekdays at 10 a.m. on South Kootenai Radio.
Come a little closer now. Come a little closer now. Just come a little closer now. Come. jealous. He's a dear. What a shame. We don't even know your name. Please tell us. Please. I suppose you never disclose what you're hiding from view. Honey, but if you're open, love will find its way into you.
On the Hudson River line, I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens.
don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or Rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
I am marching every day. I'm meeting trials on my way. Short of blessings, but I'm going on just the same. Folks complain heart. It's a blessing just to call my Savior's name. It's a blessing just to live.
Just to live.
It's a blessing just to give. It's a blessing,
it's a blessing
to be present,
to be present
in this land.
Matters not,
matters not
how bad it first,
how bad it first.
Just
tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop.
Waiting for an eye. She's a queen. was Halloween and the ghosts were out, and everywhere they'd go they'd shout, and though I covered my eyes I knew they'd go away. But fear's the only thing I saw, and 3 days later was clear to all that nothing is as scary as election day. But the day after is darker and darker and darker it goes. Who knows, maybe the plans will change. Who knows, maybe he's not deranged. The newsmen know what they know, but they know even less than what they say. And I don't know who I can trust for the coward made. Cause we believed in our candidate, but even more it's the one we hate, and needed someone I could shake on a
drove on through the Finger Lakes. What a shining night I saw. I was wrestling with the demons in my mind. But it seemed to me you were reaching for some place we've never been. Where we leave the past in some dark road.
Some of these people, they don't understand what it is they're looking for. One hand is digging deep in their pocket, throwing money on the floor. I think it's time to make it right. Somebody gonna come around. I'm tired of people building themselves up by tearing other people down. Keep your eye on me. What I do is hard to tell. Anybody trying to find me, tell them that I've gone to hell. It don't matter where you're from or what you're looking for. Cross that river, walk with me through the valley, then you see what's in store. I think it's time to make it right. Time for a little change. We all going to the same place. So honey, stop playing games. Keep your eye on me. What I do is hard to tell. If they need to find me, tell them I'm gone to hell. What you're looking for. Wash that river, cross that valley, and see what's in store. I think it's time to make it right. Time for a change. We all ending up in the same place, so let's stop playing games. Keep your eye on me. What I do is hard to tell. If they need to find me, tell them I'm going to hell. Tell them I'm going to hell. Tell them that I'm going to hell. Tell them I'm going to hell.
Americans. From the Maritimes. We're listening to Summit Kootenai Radio on the World Wide Web.
Let go of my phone.
I don't care what you do, I don't care what you say, I don't care where you go, or how long you stay. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna work for me anymore. Well, you take my money, and you turn me out. You fill me up with nothing but self-doubt. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry for me anymore. When I was young, driving was my craving. You drive me so hard, almost to the grave. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna work for me anymore.
News in Washington. I'm Corva Coleman.